Yo, it's the real deal. O'Neal's on the mic. A dad and his kid, and we say what we like. From the Detroit burbs, yeah, we cover that map. Dropping all things good in a flat rim cap. Pop talk, gang talk, my body too. With the Motor City rhythm and the hometown crew. So if you're feeling the vibe, go ahead, press play. It's all things good every week, no delay.
Welcome in. It's another episode of The Real Deal O'Neal's podcast. I am your host, Aiden, and I'm always joined with...
Yeah, your father. Yeah, Stu, right here. How you doing, bud?
You know, doing okay. Pushing through the week, and...
Yeah, we had a bye week last week. Yeah, sorry to all the listeners out there, but that'll happen, you know?
That'll happen when you're going to school and you're studying.
Yeah, indeed, and working full-time. That's a lot. Your sister, Ava, shout out to Ava, friend of the pod. She, when she was down in Canton, she was working full-time every day, and she had a class at night, and it was a lot. It was really taxing on her, so I know you got a couple going on, so that's a lot of work.
It really is, but I'm grateful for it, just because I understand that there's not a lot of people that are as fortunate, and...
It's a great way of looking at it.
I'm very... fortunate to be in the position I'm in and have the great professors I have and have the good classmates I have too. It's been making it a lot easier, and I have great coworkers and a great boss who accommodates that schedule as well. So
it's good.
It's really good.
It's good to, again, focus. I mean, I know the expression is compared to spare, you know, that's the social media type of mindset of, like, you don't want to be doom scrolling. Everybody's showing their best and most beautiful lives, and it can make you feel sad in comparison. But I do think some comparison is good. Like, I've been kind of bummed lately, just because I just had pain in my arm, as I've told you, and my back was hurting today, and I was being a real whiny. And then I finished a book that I was reading by Keith McNally, who's this restaurateur in New York. And it was a wonderful book. Marcy read it as well. And he had a stroke.
Really?
Yeah, he had a horrible stroke. I mean, he's never going to get better. I mean, he's still, not as bad off as others, but, he can't bathe himself. He's got a... he can't drive, so it's like, and I'm thinking, well, what am I bitching about,
Right, yeah.
So sometimes comparison can make you say, you know what, I got to stop bitching, I got to stop complaining, I've got it pretty darn good, right?
Yeah, always. What's been something recently that has been keeping you going on the wellness side of things?
You know what? This is something that I think I know I've directed your way toward it. So I'm ready to start some physical therapy on my tennis elbow again. I'm a whiny little bitch here, but it's like the tennis elbow hurts. But what I want to highlight for people who are not aware is there's a YouTube channel that a doctor of mine turned me on to, and I remember I turned it on to you too. It's Bob and Brad.
I have seen those guys.
They're great. They have millions of subscribers, and they're physical therapists. So while I wait for mine to begin, which I'm looking forward to because I want their expert analysis of my unique situation. Not unique, but every person's different, and they have so much experience. But these Bob and Brad, go out there on YouTube. They have physical therapy for everything, for your back. I remember one time you were worried because you had this pain in your ribs. And
not really ribs. It was my chest.
Oh, your chest. Okay.
I had an injury.
Yeah. And I said, look, don't go to the doctor. They're just going to say you're fine and you need to do some physical therapy. And if it's my doctor, he'd just give you a YouTube link. So we found one for you and you do it. So I'm not saying that, people shouldn't be going to the doctors, but I'm saying they're obviously the internet's a great resource. We all know that. But Bob and Brad is a great resource for physical therapy. So I've been doing a lot of that, just to try to power through, just because, again, it's limiting.
Right.
But, again, not as limiting as a stroke. That's for sure. So, so you got to keep things, positive, but also just power through them if they can be, especially if it's just something like like a tennis elbow or what have you, you know. How about yourself? What you been up to?
You've
been working a lot, going to school a lot. So, I mean, it's difficult when you don't have that much time. Is there anything that you've been squeezing in, like from a dietary perspective or maybe just a calisthenic perspective? I know you're still doing push-ups.
Yeah, still doing those every day.
How many do you do a day for the, I don't know if the users know this, or users, listeners.
I don't think they do. I do about 200 to 300 a day.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are you at now?
Right now I haven't done any just because I was working pretty early.
Yeah, yeah.
I do know before the end of this episode and when I get back home, I'm going to be doing a heck of a lot more.
Good.
Yeah.
Love it.
Another thing too, just as far as squeezing something in with my crazy schedule, I have been hanging around a bit of my fraternity brothers for a little bit because Rush Week just concluded.
What's and shout out the fraternity name here?
Alpha Sigma Phi, Gamma Psi chapter at Lawrence Technological University.
LTU.
We just won the Gold Cup at Elevate, so shout out to that.
Mm-hmm.
I was there not as long as I was
there,
hoping to.
You were there for a little while.
Yeah, but at the same time, I was there for a couple events. I was at a castle party, which is another fraternity on campus's frat house. So I spent some time reconnecting with some people, which was great fun. And then I was talking to a lot of people at a restaurant event that we were hosting, and a lot of people said they were listening to the pod. So,
very nice.
Yeah. Well, good. Yeah, it was That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, I mentioned to you before, but I'll mention it again because now we're recording. Is yesterday, Marcy and I went up to Michigan State University.
Yeah.
And saw your sister Ava. We also saw Emily out there. Shout out to Emily, friend of the pod. Yep. And she said that she's a listener, and she really appreciates that. She was there with her boyfriend, Will, who seems like a nice young man.
I have not met him yet.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Seems a good guy. Good. Honestly, solid.
Good.
Which he better be, because, you know.
Emily's great.
Emily's family, yeah.
Emily is family.
All right.
Yeah.
Keep it solid, Will. We're watching. You know. But, you know, we thought Ava was going to come by with all of her rugby teammates, so we brought up to like a lot of hot dogs and beverages, and then we couldn't find a spot nearby, so
we
didn't see any of them.
Wait a minute, you didn't see any of them?
Well, no, I saw them. I walked over, but they didn't stop by where we were tailgating. We were tailgating in some sad little parking lot, but it was pretty cool.
What did you guys end up doing with the hot dogs?
Well, Marcy's colleague, Ike, and his wife and four kids stopped by, so they helped eat a lot of the food.
Nice.
And we have a lot left, which is, by the way, part of transitioning into, what we're going to eat tonight. So remember what we're planning on eating tonight?
Burgers.
Yeah, but here's what's interesting. Because we have so many hot dog buns left over, we're going to have hamburgers in the shape of hot dogs.
Oh, wow. Okay. And I was wondering what that was.
And you know what this is a shout out to?
What's that?
This is a childhood restaurant that Marcy's father used to service through his wholesaling. That's called Marcus Burgers. And what Marcus Burgers does, and they're down in Detroit, is they have hot dog burgers.
Really?
Yeah, they did it one time out of necessity. They ran out of hamburger buns, as lore goes, and so they just shaped the patty into a hot dog shape, like a stick, and they've been doing it ever since. Yeah, it's their it distinguishes them from the competition, I guess, and it's kind of cool. So that's what we're having tonight.
That's interesting. Definitely interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure we've done that before too.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. But
but we've experimented with ground beef before. So
yes, we do, and we will continue to do just that.
Exactly.
But yeah, so we were up there yesterday, and we had hot dogs, and and all kinds of unhealthy, but comfort food, and that felt pretty good. So anyway. Yeah, but it was a nice day. It stayed. The weather was beautiful. Ava was there with her rugby team. Which again, it's rugby season. They're starting up pretty soon. A lot of new sports are.
And a new captain.
Yeah, that's right. Ava's captain.
Yeah.
All right.
She's the captain of the team.
She is the captain.
She wears number one for them. Number one on the field and our hearts.
That's right.
That was my go-to number when I played sports.
That was my number when I played basketball in the intramural teams that I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were 21.
Nope. I was number one.
Okay. So it's an O'Neal thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, and Uncle Steve, he always is number 13. Shout out Steve and all of our Carolina audience down there, Uncle Steve. Do you know why he wore number 13?
Lucky number 13?
Nope.
What's the reasoning?
Wilt Chamberlain.
Good reason. Yeah, that's a really good reason.
And I believe, and she can correct me if I'm wrong.
I wish I was allowed to see
but
him.
But your cousin Justine, I believe she wore...
She also wore 13.
She did, right?
Yep. Yep, I remember her telling me that.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know if she wore that number when she was playing at Fraser, if I remember our conversation correctly.
I think she did. I want to say she did, but I don't know where else she would have.
Wasn't she a four-year varsity basketball player?
Oh, yeah, no, she was the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, she owned
phenomenal.
That team. Yeah, she really was. And is to this day, and mm-hmm. I take great credit for that, as does her father, because we blocked a lot of her shots, which developed a really wonderful pump fake.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Definitely.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah. So what's going on in the world of sports that's thrilling you lately?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Well, Michigan got back into the win column. Bryce Underwood had a really good game.
Nice.
Again, this kid's 18 years old and he's putting up pretty good numbers against these 21 to 23 year olds.
Who'd they beat?
Oh, they beat Central, but it was a big score. Oh, Jesus. 63-3, but at the same time, it was still a win. I'll take it.
Yeah.
A win's a win. I mean, at the end of the day, it was good to bounce back after losing to Oklahoma, and it was a close battle in that game, too.
Well, nice.
I'm
going to pour a little out to my Chippewas out there.
Yeah. The Packers also got another win, which was nice.
Yeah, really nice win.
Again, that defense is crazy good. And then a game that just wrapped up by this recording is the Lions absolutely stomping on the Chicago Bears at home today. It was 52-21 today.
That was good. Yeah, good. They knocked the dust off and they sent a message there.
Definitely. Goff threw for 5 touchdowns.
He's great. He really is. He's really wonderful. Even when you look at his numbers last week, his yardage wasn't great, but he was his accuracy. He was like his numbers from a completion versus attempts perspective was extraordinary. I thought
the only reason he threw that interception was because our defense was pressuring him very well throughout that game. And
you said our defense.
Oh, sorry, Green Bay in Week One.
Oh yeah,
Green Bay in Week One was really pressuring him and that team.
Yeah,
which just gives a good credit to the teams that. We played Week 1 and 2. We played Detroit, a very well-respected team now, and the same goes for Washington that was in the NFC Championship last year.
Right. No. Very good teams.
I'm very optimistic about Green Bay.
People are going crazy for it.
Yeah, and they have they're playing Cleveland next week, and that should be a good game.
All right. Nice.
Mm-hmm. How about for yourself when it comes to sports? Have you seen anything new?
You know, there was that fight last night that was pretty extraordinary, which I couldn't. I tried to stay up for it, but I fell asleep.
Jesus. Canelo?
It was so late. Yeah, Canelo lost to Terrence Crawford, and it was a great night of fights. Marcy and I watched a number of the undercard, and man, they were great fights. They all went to distance. One, I believe, if memory serves, one, I can't remember the guys' names. But it was a draw, and these guys were so good, and they were beating the hell out of each other. They were really going at it, and it was a draw, and it was rightfully so.
Yeah.
Called in both Marcy and my opinions. But it was I don't know, a fun night. But also the guy that beat Canelo, Terrence Crawford, he's undefeated. He's about 37 years old, and he's done it all in 4 weight classes now, which puts him in a very elite group. Yeah, he's one of the greatest to ever do it now.
Who also did it in 4 different weight classes?
I don't know.
You don't know off the top of your head?
If who?
Oh, I was just...
No, I don't know off the top of my head. I don't even know if anyone's ever done it. It's him, but I just like that he's undefeated. Hopefully he retires undefeated, you know? It's difficult because a lot of these boxers, understandably so, you know, they're not that old. Again, the guy's 38 or 37. And if he turns down a fight, he's turning down millions of dollars. So when do you have so much money? You got to have Floyd Mayweather money to start turning down fights like that. And I don't. Yeah. I mean, Pacquiao's even still fighting. So
I didn't know that. I thought he retired. Pacquiao's still fighting?
He comes back. Yeah,
he'll come back every once in a blue moon.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, he does. Hey, man, it's good money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me. And they also, you know, I was talking to Ava, and Ava just let me know that if you have Paramount, you should be tuning into something that most people are unaware of. I certainly was. The Women's World Cup in rugby.
Oh, really?
And yeah, she sent both you and I a clip on.
Oh, a clip. Okay.
Yeah, and it's extraordinary. There are some extraordinary teams out there, extraordinary players. So yeah, everybody, check out Women's Rugby World Cup. You know,
Do you know as far as the teams that are the most dominant in women's rugby for World Cup?
You know, I only know of one that Ava said to keep an eye out for, and they are from New Zealand. Hold on, let me check our.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does actually, because New Zealand's crazy for that.
That makes a ridiculous amount of sense, actually.
Yeah, and let's see. Oh shoot. Yeah, I think she shared it over Instagram. But yeah, no, it's really cool. I'm so glad that everybody has that to observe. Oh, they call it the Black Ferns, I think is what she said. Yeah, but anyway, check it out, everybody. So yeah, it's an exciting time for sports, like it always is. So, have you had any free time to enjoy anything? I don't know, any reading of books or TV shows or movies or anything that's been cool?
Not really, honestly.
Just school and work.
Just school and work right now.
Well, are you reading anything in school that's interesting? That you want to share?
I'm reading a book right now about communication skills in social settings, and it's for a book analysis that we have to do that's due on the 22nd of October.
Day after Ava's birthday. Yeah. Right. So, yeah.
And, it's a really interesting book, and it definitely makes you think as far as how you communicate differently with, I mean, obviously there are those social cues on how to communicate with your parents versus your friends,
sure,
or your sister versus your brother or your partner or et cetera.
Different situations, like a job interview versus the dude next to you at a basketball game. You know, some contexts are more serious and refined than others. Yeah,
and it's interesting too because they like to. Oh, sorry. What was I going to say? A lot of the things that I was practicing at one point that I thought was good was actually not healthy.
Really?
Yeah.
Give me one example.
One example was when you're just like, let's say like in a situation, like you're meeting someone, you kind of like get a good vibe from them and you start and like you get their number and you start texting them that you think you should be texting every day.
Yeah.
That's actually unhealthy because you want to build up to that first interaction. I didn't know that at first.
Yeah.
And honestly, I mean, I don't have I haven't gone on dates recently, but at the same time, it's like that. It's really interesting to have that perspective now. Versus a year ago.
Yeah. No, well, that's good. No, and every situation is different. You know,
it makes you think. It's a book that makes you think, and I like that.
Sometimes you fall head over heels, and both people do, and they're texting like crazy, and that's fine too. But building up to it in any relationship, I think is wise. Showing some restraint. Well, good. I'm so glad you're taking this class. I think it's really cool.
It's a good class.
And you're still enjoying the instructors?
Yeah, both are amazing. Both are absolutely amazing.
Oh, very nice. Good. Well, that's great. Well, for me, I have a lot more free time than you do right now. So what I've really enjoyed from a pop culture perspective, I'm going to share, not that this is any big secret, but I love the fifth season of Only Murders in the Building on Hulu, starring Martin Short, Steve Martin, and Selena Gomez. It's just fun. And they bring in so many, because it's in New York, they bring in a lot of local celebrities and actors and actresses in New York, like Meryl Streep, Deanna Wiest, and others. Bobby Cannavale. You know, it's entertaining.
Oh, for sure.
I just love it. So anyway, that's what's keeping me going. That and it's a joining podcast.
Yeah,
you know, but yeah. So well, it's you ready to attack a week?
Yeah, like I do every week.
Yeah, you have to, man.
Like I do every week, and one day at a time, and keep on trucking.
Yeah, well, what do they say? 90% of it is just showing up. Show up early. You know, be positive, work hard, and yeah,
right.
Life works out. You know,
it does.
All right. Well, I love you, bud. I love that we're doing this.
Yeah, me too. I love you too.
All right, so.
It is your turn to pick the song that takes us out today.
All right, and this is a song that's, it's just joyous, and I guarantee that none of our listeners know the song, because I just know it just because it pops up in our Apple Music algorithm, and I just stopped, and I thought, well, I really have to share this. And
have I listened to this?
I don't think so. So this is a song called Celebrate, and the artist, his name is... Kwesi Arthur, and he's Ghanaian. He's from the country of Ghana,
okay,
which is West Africa, which is like two countries over, west of Benin, where Marcy does work. It's Benin, then it's Togo.
Togo and Ghana, right?
Yeah, nicely done. So yeah, we'll have that take us out, because I think it's joyous. I think you're really going to like it.
Awesome. Well, that will take us out for the day. Thank you all so much for listening. We will see you next week. Keep things good.
Well, you know I've been around all time. I give everybody the vibes on vibes. I make the people don't they lose their minds. I've been doing this all my life. When I'm on the beat, I set it on fire. And when I step in, I'll be right on time. I hope you're ready, we go jam all night. In any weather, rain or shine. You go run paza, paza. You better on your hazard. And that the money don't matter, because the party don't scatter. You go man pasa pasa. You better on your hazza. And that the money don't matter, because the party don't scatter. To them how them Celebrate tonight. To them how them go Celebrate tonight. Celebrate you. Celebrate.
Party on fire. We will never ever stop, no never. With the trouble, we don't need no visa. This is a Stew Agency production, recorded and edited by Aiden Big Deal O'Neill.